This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to get James Lindsay Rawls to just pop in for like 20 minutes. Because I want to play more Trump clips. But I hadn't watched the Kathy Griffin press conference. And now I've watched more of it. The worst acting I've ever seen. Totally pathetic. She is a failed performer. Her last gig was at some little casino on Route 66 in New Mexico. She's a joke. And so now you see the PR stunt. Join the rest of the media, implying Trump should be killed. Other media just says kill him outright. CNBC host, MSNBC host, you know, say, just ISIS, please bomb his hotels. Please bomb his facilities. And then Kathy Griffin's response is now fake crying at a level I've never seen before, saying, I'm a woman. Obviously, he's attacking me because I'm a woman. No, it's because there's an image of you chopping his head off. And all he said is you should be ashamed of yourself. Here, let's just play more of the clip. This is crazy.
No, cut the crap. This wouldn't be happening to a guy. This is a woman thing, all right? I'm just going to come out and say it. And I'm sorry if you don't agree with me, but I live it. I'm 56 years old. Everywhere I play, there's a male promoter. There's a male who owns a theater. The people who sign my checks are white guys. They're usually...
The white guys? I mean, this just gets crazier and crazier. Go to North Korea. There won't be any club owners that are white. Go to Venezuela, where the buildings are burning down. Everybody's murdering each other's street. There won't be any of those evil white guys. White people used to live just like that, and we had a renaissance and built some technology, and we're not perfect, but I mean, you can be pretty stable in Europe and the United States. We've got our problems. But now white guys, the people that own the clubs are white. You know how many black-owned and Hispanic-owned bars and restaurants there are and comedy clubs? And they got good food and good comedy. I'm going there. But, I mean, the claim that there aren't black-owned or Hispanic-owned, a lot of Asian-owned restaurants I know, too. But, I mean, the point is, it's just you go to these comedy clubs, a lot of the time, a white dude doesn't own it, or four or five people own it. I mean, this is just crazy. And so a white dude's bad that he goes and builds a comedy club, and then he books you? You don't know what it's like, the white males. They sign the checks. The abuse of the check. They're the ones to the check. Go start a comedy club, sweetheart. Go get the bank loan. Get the location. Do the advertising, book the people, make the money. I mean, you know how many women are involved in record companies at the highest levels? How many women are producers in big movies? You know how many women? Here's my experience with women, though, on average, and this is what the statistics show. They end up wanting to have a baby, or they end up wanting, after they make $50 million, they want to stop. And for whatever reason, men tend to not stop. And believe me, men stop plenty too all the time. People get out of the kitchen, man. It's too hot. They can't handle it. Or, you know, you don't want to get out of the kitchen, but you start having a heart problem. Or, you know, you get cancer. That'll get you out of the kitchen. But men kill themselves to build things for their women and their children. Doesn't mean women can't build things or children can't. Men, though, go out and fight wars and dies. And they, you know, you're men. You're going to go on ships and go around the world. You'll probably die. We're men. Good. We'll do it. That's what men do. Instead of celebrating that men are like these worker bee warrior ants that go out and build civilization, and women are supposed to then try to have it all cultured and beautiful and you know, put their panache on it, women have decided we want to wait out. We want to be in frontline combat. Okay, well, the average woman can't carry an 80-pound pack. The average man can't, but even less women. So they're lowering the pack to 35 pounds. And then, oh, women mean more time. Oh, women have a higher instance of infection. Oh, you mean you don't want to do that great thing of being in a foxhole for a month, crapping in your helmet? But it's just all beyond that. I mean, this is the most pathetic insane, left committing suicide I've ever seen. Kathy Griffin's press conference. We got to play more of this coming up. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship. That's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I promised I would exit or renegotiate any deal which fails to serve America's interests. Many trade deals will soon be under renegotiation. Very rarely do we have a deal that works for this country. But they'll soon be under renegotiation. The process has begun from day one. But now we're down to business. Beyond the severe energy restrictions inflicted by the Paris Accord, it includes yet another scheme to redistribute wealth out of the United States through the so-called Green Climate Fund. Nice name. Which calls for developed countries to send $100 billion to developing countries, all on top of America's existing and massive foreign aid payments. So we're going to be paying billions and billions and billions of dollars, and we're already way ahead of anybody else. Many of the other countries haven't spent anything. And many of them will never pay one dime. The Green Fund would likely obligate the United States to commit potentially tens of billions of dollars of which the United States has already handed over $1 billion. Nobody else is even close. Most of them haven't even paid anything, including funds raided out of America's budget for the war against terrorism. That's where they came. Believe me, they didn't come from me. They came just before I came into office. Not good. And not good the way they took the money. In 2015, the United Nations, departing top climate officials, reportedly described the $100 billion per year as peanuts and stated that the $100 billion is the tail that wags the dog. In 2015, the Green Climate Fund's executive director reportedly stated that estimated funding needed would increase to $450 billion per year after 2020. And nobody even knows where the money is going to. Nobody's been able to say, where is it going to? Of course, the world's top polluters have no affirmative obligations under the Green Fund, which we terminate. America is $20 trillion in debt. Cash-strapped cities cannot hire enough police officers or fix vital infrastructure. Millions of our citizens are out of work. And yet, under the Paris Accord, billions of dollars that ought to be invested right here in America will be sent to the very countries that have taken our factories and our jobs away from us. So think of that. There are serious legal and constitutional issues as well.
That's right.
Foreign leaders in Europe, Asia, and across the world should not have more to say with respect to the U.S. economy than our own citizens and their elected representatives. Thus, our withdrawal from the agreement represents a reassertion of America's sovereignty.
What this is, rebirth. This is it, folks.
We want fair treatment for its citizens, and we want fair treatment for our taxpayers. We don't want other leaders and other countries laughing at us anymore, and they won't be. They won't be. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Just saying that exposes the whole global system. It operates in secrecy. It operates in the public never hearing about it. Oh, Bilderberg's secret. Oh, TPP's being ratified, the secret. Doesn't exist. Shut up, racist. Hey, Obamacare has death panels and doubles prices. Shut up, racist. Gruber goes on C-SPAN. Thank God the public's so dumb. It actually triples prices. See, the whole thing counts on you not being engaged. But the minute their program's exposed, it's over. And then it starts manifesting people that were patriots all along, like Trump for 30, 40 years fighting globalism. His dad hated it. His lawyer hated it. James Leslie Rawls joins us, and then I'm going to open phones up towards the end of the hour. I've got some other clips I want to play. There's so much big news here. But Bilderberg's meeting trying to overthrow Trump. He's a best-selling author, top American novelist and blogger, known for being a top survivalist, survivalblog.com, formerly Army Intelligence, really smart analyst, great guy. I wanted to just get him on today because I don't talk to him off air. He's a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. Just to get his analysis to make sure I'm not off the reservation here. But I am actually ashamed of myself that I haven't supported Trump even stronger when he goes a little bit sideways. What do we expect him to do? He's completely surrounded in the swamp. The killing TPP, the 49% down and illegals coming across the border, the whole government in rebellion against him, all the fake leaks. The economy surging back despite globalists wanting it to be in the tank by now. The good Supreme Court justice, the Second Amendment coming back. I mean, the carbon tax is killed. I mean, this is just fabulous, and it's real. And meanwhile, they have gone into hissy fits everywhere saying, kill him now. My big question is, what does he think of Trump now, and what does he think the enemy's going to do? Because this has now reached, America's gaining more ground back the last 130 days, or however long Trump's been in. How long has it been since January 20th? 130 days, something like that? In the last 130 days, we've gained back more ground for sovereignty than the last 60 years we lost. I mean, this is epic. And I know it's not just Trump. A lot of the intelligence agencies are patriots. A lot of the people in there knew finally how bad it was because Ron Paul and everybody else and Wesley Rawls and Drudge and so many others exposed it. We got called kooks. When it all came out in the open, we were right. People actually made the right decision and said, you know what? They were right. Screw this. I think we've reached that moment. But then let's not start getting euphoric. False flags. I smell them. I mean, what are they going to do to pull their bacon out? Because as Soros said in the London Independent and in Der Spiegel yesterday, he said world government's collapsing. Globalism is in an existential threat. We've got to fight back. And their answer is shut us down. All the rest. It's not working, though. But the point is, we're in a battle. James Wesley Rawls, what do you think?
I have to agree with you. I think the globalists are in a downright panic right now because for the first time in I don't know how long, we have a president who's actually keeping the promises he made on a campaign trail. And first and foremost of those was to reassert American sovereignty. And to the globalists, that's like someone approaching a vampire with, you know, garlic and holy water and a silver cross in their hand. They don't want to see that. And they are in panic mode. And that's why they are in an all out effort.
Can you feel the energy level as well? Not just intellectually. Can you feel it, James?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's palpable that the mass media is willingly and enthusiastically going after Trump because they see him as a huge threat because he stands for everything that Hillary Clinton didn't stand for.
And just rhetorically doing it is powerful, but he's actually delivering. I can't believe it's this real. Can you?
No, I'm very pleased to see that he's been able to implement as much of this agenda as he has. It's disappointing to see that the courts haven't gone along with him on vetting immigrants.
Oh, the State Department's just ignoring him. They're just ignoring him.
Yeah. Well, he's still, from the executive branch, able to accomplish a lot. He's pushing as hard as he can. Unfortunately, he does not have the full cooperation of Paul Ryan and the rhinos in Congress.
Exactly. But bottom line, I'm not just cheerleading. It's true. He is fighting like a mad devil, basically. I mean, he is throwing everything he's got against him. I just hope he's got the stamina. But he seems to be thriving off of it.
Oh, he does. As a former corporate executive, thrives on this level of chaos, really. It's a very energizing battlefield that he's on, and I'm hopeful, in fact, I'm in prayer, that he's able to keep up this pace all through his first term.
That's right. I know Trump, from people that know him, has always believed in God. He just hates fake preachers, but he's had a lot of new, more intense spiritual experiences now, and that's why he's calling on God, his wife's calling on God. Trump has really changed, and there's no doubt now, Trump is clearly anointed to take on the Antichrist system. Even if he fails down the road, I see it as a precursor to larger battles to come. I mean, I think we're seeing biblical prophecy right now.
Oh, I think you're right. The signs that we're living in the end times are increasing every day. Now, it was a little disappointing, speaking of end times, to see that he backpedaled a bit on his promise to relocate the U.S. Embassy for Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But the good news is he's promised to revisit that once every 6 months. And apparently, in his face-to-face meeting with a boss, he actually shouted at a boss, and that's the only time I've ever seen a report of Trump shouting at anyone since he's been in office. So it's obvious.
Well, it goes on behind the scenes privately quite a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, it's obvious he's a friend of Israel, and I hope that he doesn't have to make too many compromises when it comes to Middle East peace.
Well, he's reportedly has pressed things to the breaking point.
Apparently, yes. And again, I'm very encouraged overall with progress I've seen the Trump administration make. And while the mass media has been able to drum out a few folks from the Trump administration, the majority of them are sticking in there. You know, we've got Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway who are hanging in there.
Sure. Think of the pressure they're under. Think about Micro, too, folks, and pray for them. Because this is not a game.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8787.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Colloidal Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks.
Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone, like I said.
I'll be gone, like I said. you'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
Don't give me that old familiar
cry and cuss and moan. Angela Rawls, our guest, a little bit in the next segment. And I'm going to play more of the Kathy Griffin press conference. It was the worst acting. Like, if you were teaching first-year film students in college how to do fake crying, how to look disingenuous, how to look fake, it would be Kathy Griffin.
The men signed my checks, and then I just wanted to simulate killing the president. They backlashed. Men.
What it's saying is, I want to go around and be aggressive and attack people and then not hear Trump say, what you did is deplorable and disgusting and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, my gosh. I want to be violent. I want to call for violence. I want to, you know, take the battlefield, my dress and high heels with a battle axe and just have the men stretch their necks out for us.
And she's got Gloria Allred's daughter fluttering around behind her, another publicity stunt. As if any of this does anything, getting on TV for no reason. I mean, this is some of the most unintentional comedy I've ever seen. It's coming up. But James Leslie Rawls, getting past the Trump worship fest, it's not that. We should be happy for the success we're seeing right now. Survivalblog.com is your website. Geopolitically, though, Ron Paul was on a month ago or so. He said, yeah, Trump's doing a great job in the economy, but it may be too little too late because it's global. Do you think he can head off a lot of the bad financial numbers we see globally?
No, I don't think he can. And in fact, if you step back and look at this from a grand scale, the global economy has been in the opening stages of a multi-decades-long depression that started in the year 2000. And I think that he is not going to be able to stop those macro-level economic forces. But certainly within the United States, he could do a lot to revitalize the economy. Certainly with his tax plans just by themselves, I think we'll have a chance there. But the level of global indebtedness that's grown up over the last 50 years is pretty well inescapable. I think we're going to see a global debt crisis that'll make the 2007-2008 crisis look very small by comparison before it's over. So Trump won't be able to stop that, but he can do a lot to support the U.S. dollar as a strong currency by reducing taxes, by reducing the federal debt, and he's already going a long way toward that.
We're going to break in a few minutes, but let me start asking this question now. You're an expert on relocation. We were talking about this a decade ago, but now it's in every major big publication. The elites are getting these fortresses, these armored keeps, these castles in remote areas of Tasmania off the coast of Australia or the Cook Islands or areas in the middle of Eastern Europe, or they're running to remote islands of Hawaii, like Kauai. I mean, they know something big's coming, and now the publications are saying it's coming. What do you think's behind that?
Well, I think you can't suppress the truth too long. And a lot of people who've made an honest living and have built up pretty large fortunes for their families are seeing the handwriting on the wall, and they're developing an exit strategy. You can't blame them for doing so. Most of these folks, you know, the Peter Thiels of the world, are forward-thinking individuals. They have a good-sized budget. They can think through the chain of events that's going to happen. Again, it all goes back to global debt is the main trigger for all this. And you can't blame them for building themselves well-stocked retreats offshore. And there's a lot in my consulting business. I've run across quite a few millionaires who are building retreats right here in the United States. You can't blame them for doing so. And I think individual citizens of this nation should wake up to what's happening and realize they can make some preparations of their own on a very modest budget. And in the next segment, I'd love to talk about that.
Let's do that, because you look at Venezuela, as wealthy as the United States 55 years ago, in mainline economic journals, now a veritable road warrior Mad Max scenario. Mm-hmm. And it's only getting worse. So I'm going to look at our future through the lens of Venezuela.
So I think the establishment doesn't want to go the Venezuelan route. They want a pure authoritarian regime for a controlled implosion. But Trump is sabotaging that with a soft landing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Kathy Griffin contest, because that's the zeitgeist she really tied into, saying, you know, basically cut the president's head off. It ties into all of the reporters saying kill the president. When they actually come out and say, you know, ISIS, please blow up the Trump Towers on MSNBC, their anti-terrorism expert says that. ISIS, here's hundreds of targets. Please attack Trump facilities. This is them trying to build up this summer of rage that Soros admittedly is funding, that they admit they're engaged in. I don't get how they're allowed to engage in such mass organization for sedition, because they're trying to overthrow the republic. We have peacefully gone in by educating the public and had a counter-revolution peacefully to get a beachhead in Washington to start changing things. But that's only in the locale. And America is the best house in a bad neighborhood, as James Lindsay Rawls was saying earlier. And all the top economists I talked to concur with what he just said. Trump could maybe get us into a decent position, but then if things implode outside the country, it's going to get bad. And listen, you take the millennials, not all of them, but a lot of them, totally spoiled, entitled. A lot of the public is absolutely pissed off, brainwashed. They're ready to burn everything down. Black, white, doesn't matter. I mean, I have leftists all over just walk up to me and say the most incredible threats, and it'll be like some 150-pound guy. And I'm not even being threatened. I'm like, dude, you understand, this isn't a simulation. This isn't a video game. You're talking to a 250-pound guy, okay, who's almost pure muscle. I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but, I mean, you know, you're writing checks that your body can't cash. And that's what's so crazy about watching these people that are not in the real world. Like, it's almost like they're emerging into the real world as the MSM crashes, as globalism crashes, as the people awaken. There's those that were so in the system, they just kind of halfway awaken, but then defend the system because they see it collapsing. But the system was designed to collapse and bring in a technocracy. They think Trump and James Leslie Rawls are collapsing it because we're not agreeing with it, when we're actually trying to build a future because we don't want to evacuate to Kauai, even though it's looking better every day. So I'll go to James Leslie Rawls in a moment, survivalblog.com, talk about how the elites are getting prepared, why they're getting out, where he sees this going, and hopefully there's some way to turn this around. Some people say, well, are we supposed to evacuate? We're all screwed? Or is Trump making things better? I don't know why some people get confused by multifaceted, multivariate systems. Offense, defense, north, south, east, west, leisure time, work time. You know, I'm hoping to fix the country, but I'm also more and more, even though I see positive signs, looking for ways to protect my family. That's normal. Like getting insurance. It doesn't mean I want to get sick. I have the insurance. And so there's a lot bigger things than trusting in some insurance company. Trusting in yourself, your family, friends you can trust. And, you know, those of us that are real, we tend to get really real with our families and friends. We're not in zombie mode. It's fun to be in a zombie mode. Then we kind of get mean to our friends, mean to our family sometimes because things are so intense. We tend to be more aggressive with those we trust because they're actually awake. You're telling them your innermost secrets. They then think, oh, my God, you don't care about me because you're so angry. It's the opposite. I'm being real with you, the audience, because I care about you, and I'm hoping you can save us. That's why I'm so desperate. I'm trying as hard as I can to the point of exhaustion. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I can't pick the planet up by myself. Together, we can be Atlas with God's help. And I go to James Wilson Rawls, survivalblog.com in a moment, just briefly. We ran some of the biggest specials that Buckley and Anthony came up with that we've had ever. And I always say, oh, this is a big special. That's a big special because we have hundreds of products. And sometimes I am, you know, every week offering something for the lowest price ever. But we've got a bunch of items at the lowest price ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield, the good iodine, 40% off the good iodine, the good halogen. So amazing. Learn more. Learn the iodine conspiracy. InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield. Silver Bullet, 65% off. An additional 10% off with auto ship. It is a lost leader. Great colloidal silver. Supermill Vitality, out for months, 30% off. Brainforce, 47% off. Secret 12, 12% off. No, Secret 12, 43% off. An additional 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. Knockout, the amazing sleep aid. Totally natural, 50% off. That's Untold. All the Trump shirts, 75% off. These shirts were great sellers, then they got unpopular for a month. Now they're back being great sellers, but I've got them at cost, because I want to flood the world with them and have free speech out there. A Trump shirt's like a bottle of holy water, a big silver cross, like Rawls said earlier, to these people. They expect you to live in fear. They expect you to roll over. But say you don't want to be that hardcore. Wear a conservatism's the new counterculture, Paul Watson shirt. Or wear something everybody agrees on, like 94%. The mainstream media is the enemy. The image of Kathy Griffin holding up a severed head that says CNN terrorist. Media terrorist. You know, I like that one that Robert made, but go back to the main page. I'll show you my favorite one. And those are $14.95, so we can pay for the contest. Yeah, click on that corner one, that left corner one, please. CNN terrorist. That's the iconic one. It says CNN terrorist under it. It's kind of that red and blue iconography like the famous Obama poster. And then you meet like-minded people. You all agree that we all hate the media. This is the shirt. We make $10 on it, or a little bit less. We can fund the $200,000 contest. And I think we'll sell enough shirts to fund that. Get on TV with a shirt like this. Make your own poster. We have PDF files on the site. Make your own. Or just say, MSM is fake news. CNN's fake news. MSNBC's fake news. Infowars.com. Whatever. It's about showing them the power of the people. The Bill Clinton rape contest sent shockwaves across the world. this one's going to be even bigger. This is the fake news contest. Do whatever you want. If it plugs InfoWars and it's spectacular, $2,500. If you just get InfoWars.com on air and one of the shirts on, clearly $1,000. But believe me, I paid out to over $100,000 last time. I said I do 100, it's like 140-something. I said 120, the accountant said, no, it's 140, Alex. And please don't go over this time because you barely got that much money. But I don't care about the money. The money is a tool to wage war against tyrants. Do you know the power? And a lot of you say, I don't want $1,000. Fine. Call into C-SPAN with InfoWars.com. Call and talk radio. You know, talk about the contest, whatever. Other people do your own contest. Just get aggressive. Now, going back to James Wesley Rawls, I know you talk about the general public can get prepared. And I know they should be with water filtration. But I think just be prepared now. Don't eat GMO. Reach out to your community. But having an escape route out of these big cities, if you're in L.A., if you're in Chicago, if you're let me ask you this, one of the top survivalists in the world, formerly Army Intelligence, James Wesley Rawls, best-selling author, survivalblog.com. Let me ask you this. What are the most dangerous places in the United States to live, and where would you live? Because the average person's got to have a job. They got to, you know, pay for themselves.
Well, obviously, I think the most dangerous places are the major population centers. So all up and down the East Coast, and then the L.A. metropolitan area, and to a lesser extent, perhaps Dallas-Fort Worth, but certainly Chicago, that entire metropolitan region that stretches for many, many miles. You don't want to be in a major population center. And even if you're in the suburbs, things could be very difficult and downright dangerous for you. If you have the opportunity, I recommend that all your viewers and listeners consider relocating to a lightly populated food-producing region, whether that's a farming region or ranching region. But in either case, it has to be well removed from major population centers because that's where the terrorist targets are. That's where, if there's ever a clampdown or martial law, that's where it will occur. And that's where people are the most vulnerable because the chains of supply terminate at those major metropolitan regions. You want to be in an area where food is produced and where power is produced, and that exports. You don't want to be in the area in a big city where they import power, import food, import water. That's where you're the most vulnerable.
And of course, break down from the historical research the Pentagon's done. The British have done the same, obviously, in even war zones. But what is it, 10 days, most people become killers. 5 days, most people become thieves. 10 days, killers, 15 cannibals.
It could come down to that very easily. We have a society where the average family only has a three-day supply of food on hand. And that's why I highly recommend that everyone listening to my voice right now seriously consider stocking up for your family. And not just food, but you'll need water filtration, and you'll also need supplements because storage food, just by its very nature, is not as nutritionally rich as fresh foods. So you'll need supplements, you'll need water filtration, and you'll need plenty of bulk storage food. And stock up deep, folks. The deeper your larder, the safer you'll be.
What else are you looking at that concerns you around the world?
Wow. Well, mainly the economy is my main concern because that's something that is going to come back and bite us regardless of what happens with the Trump administration because we're in a global economy. There's massive levels of debt that have built up, both public and private. And eventually, that's going to come back and bite us. And when it does, we need to be prepared as families, and we need to be in a position where we can make a difference. And if someone is worried about where they're going to find their next meal for their family, they haven't put themselves in a situation where they're looking at the big picture and where they really can make a difference in terms of helping to rebuild society and being politically active and aware. If you're scrambling for your next meal, you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
That's right. During a breakdown or crisis, it's those that are already secure that become the de facto leaders. And the globalists always have used collapse as a tool to bring in control. That's the globalist model. We have to be at the micro level prepared so that we can provide the leadership, not because we want power, but because locally we better be involved in the new leadership or we will be dominated by some outside collapsed super city that will then reorganize kind of into a warlord type scenario. So we're not ready for that. A year after we move to the country after a collapse and think we're safe, there'll be a whole armored column coming down the road to take over your town.
Right. Yeah, I think it's important that we need to recognize that the solutions to these problems are going to come from the grassroots, from the bottom up, in terms of restoring the Constitution and restoring a sound currency and rebuilding a vibrant economy.
That's exactly. This could actually be a positive thing like the Black Plague that I'm not endorsing, but killed out the population roughly of Europe. The Renaissance came out of that because it wiped out all the corrupt elites, all the state systems that wouldn't let people have a free market. It forced the population back to their original roots and created the whole new economy.
Right. So, folks, wake up. And once you're awake and aware with the information you have that you learned from InfoWars, you need to stock up and team up and train up to be ready for this. It's just common sense. It's biblical. And it's something that can be done on a fairly modest budget.
Let me ask you this just selfishly, because I look at these things. Why are so many elites moving to, say, Kauai or other very remote Hawaiian islands? Why are they moving to Tasmania? Because the word is that's where a lot of them are going. They're not on beaches. They're getting hilltop deals, putting 20-foot walls in, you know, putting machine guns in, putting food in, helicopter pads. Why are they running to the Pacific Ocean?
Well, the advantage of the island nations is that they have the ultimate in geographic isolation. Also, they have independent power. And of course, in Hawaii, they're dependent upon shiploads of liquefied natural gas arriving. But an individual compound or bunker can be very well stocked for years. And if there's going to be a population die-off, if you're on an island that is not too heavily populated to begin with, you're probably going to be sitting pretty. Now, not everyone has the budget to make that kind of move.
And again, Hawaii is the most remote islands in the world. Kauai is the most remote of the remote. And again, I'm just telling people, I've done my own study. That's where the big money's moving.
Right. Even though I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Oahu, because it's grossly overpopulated.
Oh, it's probably the worst time bomb there is, they say.
Right. It's grossly overpopulated. But the Big Island and Kauai would be quite survivable. At least the dry side of the Big Island. The Hilo area might see some serious chaos, but the dry side, the western side of the Big Island.
Let's blow that. That's what I love about you, Rawls. I got to be nobody on but you and say Joel Skousen that knows basically every area of the world. Let's blow that up. Yeah, Hilo's a bad spot. Big Island's mainly like a wasteland with a volcano, but it's got a bunch of ranches up on top. Some of the biggest in the world are there. But go look at Kauai. I'm not trying to advertise this, folks, but I personally, if I'm going to have to escape, it obviously won't be some fancy redoubt, but I'm looking at Kauai. It's even further north. Northwest there, guys. This is the furthest, most island. Then you've got the Amish slash super hardcore Calvinist that 170 years ago went and bought that from the king, fair and square. That's called the Forbidden Island, that most westerly there. That island literally has about 200 people that live on it. That is just west of Kauai. What do you make of the Forbidden Island of Hawaii?
Well, it's only open to native Hawaiians, and I certainly, if I was with an NGO or something operating there, I wouldn't actually feel very comfortable living there in the midst of a collapse. There's probably a handful of non-native Hawaiians on the so-called Forbidden Island. It's actually pretty self-sufficient, as would be Kauai if everything fell apart. But again, most people's budgets aren't going to allow them to move to Hawaii or to Tasmania or wherever.
No, I totally agree. I actually investigated that island, but that's true. They also have day hunting trips for Hawaiian sheep and wild hogs. But yeah, and you think about how big Kauai is. That island's a third the size of it. It's gigantic. It's the size of like Dallas, and there's like 200 people on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be very survivable. In the Pacific, the island nations that I like the best are Vanuatu, Niue, and the Cook Islands. And partly because, at least on Vanuatu, you can actually own a gun, and it has a fairly small, unobtrusive government. And the economies of all three of those island nations are such that they can revert to a subsistence level of agriculture and fishing in the event of a global collapse. And they're not grossly overpopulated like some other islands.
It's amazing. I got to tell you, Kauai is so pretty. That's where they film all the King Kong and Jurassic Park movies. It's crazy. Have you ever been there?
Actually, I've been to the Big Island. I haven't been to Kauai. But if you look at it demographically and in terms of square acres per person, you know, if you're going to go back to a pigs and poi economy, you could do that on Kauai. You can.
They got tobacco, coffee, bananas, water, everything there. You literally, it's a self-sufficient island.
It's just amazing. You go walk through you know, people's yards, much less the jungle. There are mangoes, papayas, guavas. Everything is there. If you starve
you're an idiot.
Populated islands of Hawaii, you're a fool.
That's why their symbols are rooster. There are chickens everywhere.
Yeah, and a lot of families raise pigs. There's all sorts of poultry. There's
and what I liked is the Hawaiians there are like really into being anti-establishment, and almost all of them are listeners.
Really? So I think if folks have the opportunity to relocate, if they're self-employed or whatever, the islands are something to consider.
All right, stay right there. Let's come right back.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Rob Good is steaming mad, and he's going to be popping in with Cernovich later in the fourth hour. Mike Cernovich coming up. Kathy Griffin, who did that whole stunt, failed comedian. I don't say that to be mean. I mean, she's a failed comedian. It's who she is. you've heard him attack Barron and say he's a serial killer and a mass shooter, and, you know, everybody hopes he dies and killed Trump and all the rest of this. Well, first she comes out and says she's sorry. Now she says she's not sorry because, you know, he's a misogynist and men write her paycheck. I'm not kidding. I played the clip last hour. She says that they've bullied her and that Trump should apologize to her. Talk about an insane doubling down. Well, did Trump apologize for this report? This is on InfoWars.com. It's going up right now. Kathy Griffin thinks comedy should go all out. Kathy Griffin thinks comedy should go all out. President, a piece of SH, you know what, T, Donald Trump. Quote, this is December of last year when he was president-elect. So I'm happy to deliver beat down to Donald Trump and also to Barron. You know, a lot of comics are going to go hard for Donald. My edge is that I'll go direct for Barron. I'm going to get in ahead of the game. Ahead of the game. Wow. This is from a woman that is a failure. So the doubling, the tripling down, that's why she's the poster child for the arrogance of the left. That's why you should. We have the two new shirts I added today, part of the contest. Just say CNN fake news. You get that on TV, $1,000. Get InfoWars.com and on air, $2,500. I can't wait. Send the videos to contestinfowars.com. I can't wait to see this ball rolling like Bill Clinton's a rapist. Fourth hour with Cernovich coming up. James Wesley Rawls, best-selling author, researcher, survivalblog.com. You warned decades ago of radical Islam taking over, the left allied with it. Now it's out in the open. You've written books on the subject. Looking at that in other areas, will Trump be able to defeat this leftist alliance with Islam?
I believe that he'll at least be able to hold America's ground in that regard. Obama was conceding left, right, and center, and basically, in fact, literally bowing to them.
Well, he was coordinating the Arab Spring.
Right. So at least Trump is going to do his best to hold his ground, and I think that even with the rising tide of Islam, we have the opportunity for America to be an example to the rest of the world.
And you just said it. You're always just crystallizing things so quickly when I can't. We got to hold our ground. That's all it's going to take is hold the ground.
Certainly, because I think that Islam eventually will collapse in on itself into infighting between Sunni and Shia.
I was about to say the civil war will decimate their population.
I think it will. So, folks, we need to hold our ground as individual families as well. And please do your best to support InfoWars. And one of the best ways you can do that is buying your supplements from InfoWars. That's one thing every family needs anyway. So please give your business there and redouble your efforts, folks. It's time to, again, stock up, team up, and train up.
And I don't just say this. People need to support you. Folks need to understand. I know the listeners are wonderful, great people, but we're under constant attack. We don't talk about it. We don't get into it because, you know, we're in a war. We get it. We ask for it. We're not complaining. We're just asking you to realize we're winning. You're winning together. Just we need your support. And it's just like a video game. We're fighting the big boss at the end of the level. You know, as you support us financially, pray for us, spread our links, we get more energy. You know, you're the little golden cubes we get in the video game. You know, the little mushrooms, you know, we get in Mario Brothers. You're the ones that feed us. We're together. You are us. And when you pray for us, financially support us, buy Rawls' books, give them to folks that aren't awake yet, you are building an economy. The Clintons in their famous foundation document said, not the new foundation, but the one with their presidential foundation or library was, we got to stop a new conservative media from forming. Well, you failed. And now we've kicked your butt. Thank you, God's graces. James Wesley Rawls, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Survivalblog.com, we salute you. We'll be back with Mike Cernovich. Stay with us. Hour number four straight ahead. And I'm going
to
host a little bit into it. Cernovich likes that.
GCNLive.com today.
In America's 240-plus-year history, we have seen...